She is one of the most recognizable and one of the most beautiful women ever to grace your TV screen, and now she is back, but behind the camera in NBC's new matchmaking reality show, Ready for Love, airing Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Here she is, Miss Eva Longoria. Eva, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Watch the first episode, and the only thing I think that could have made that show any more amusing or any better is if you were one of the contestants.
Yeah. No, I think that would have made it a train wreck.
Well, I also say it's a good choice that there are no sports players chosen as the Bachelors, and I'm assuming that wasn't by accident.
No what? I'm sorry?
No sport players.
Why?
Because you have a little bit of a track record with sport players that didn't work out so well, and as the matchmaker, I would think that you'd teach people from your mistakes.
No. I was married to one, but I don't think you should ever date people for what they do. You should date them for who they are.
Well, you're friends with pretty much everyone in Hollywood. Who is who in Hollywood? If you could match up any two celebrities, who would they be?
God, you know, I'm usually a really good matchmaker. I actually like the Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes. That's something I would have done. I think that makes sense. I also like Jason Segel and Michelle Williams. Those two are pretty, it's a pretty good matchup. Like, they're both kind and sweet. But, you know, I'm more of a business matchup person. I'm always like, I'd love to see, you know, me and The Rock do a movie together. Like, you know, I just think that'd be funny. I think that way.
Well, a lot of your relationships, like you said, your relationship and your divorce were pretty public. Paparazzi had you as their main target. Now it seems to be that they're targeting poor Katy Perry, who just broke up with John Mayer. Seeing that you've been in the same situation with paparazzi stalking you guys during a relationship and at the end of one, what kind of advice do you have for someone like a Katy Perry?
Oh, gosh, you know, Katie, I'm sure, is to scrutiny and lack of privacy being who she is because she's so popular. But, you know, it's pretty probably hard out there for a lot of people who want to meet somebody, and not just because you're famous, anybody. It's just so hard for people. So it's, love comes in every form. That's why we love the show, because it kind of contemporizes the way you date, using matchmakers and the internet.
Well, seeing that you're so famous and recognizable, I'm assuming you can't meet people the same way like these regular people do, like me and a lot of the bachelors on the show. There's no online dating for Eva Longoria, no meeting at a bar. How does someone get a date with Eva Longoria?
You ask. Pretty easy.
Okay, different answer than I thought I'd get. So let's go to some real quick dating advice. After a night of drinking, who would it be worse to wake up in the morning to, Terry Hatcher or Jennifer Lopez?
Ooh. That's funny. Who would it be harder? Well, I don't think Jennifer drinks, so she probably wouldn't be a good wingman, a drinking wingman.
And what do you think would be a bigger mistake in a relationship, getting your partner's name or number tattooed on yourself or getting pulled over on a date and using a racial slur on a cop?
Let's probably tattoo, because that's forever.
I agree. We're Ready for Love. Like we said, it airs on Tuesday nights on NBC. What can we look forward to this season, Eva?
Oh, my gosh. Well, tomorrow is Ernesto and Ben, so we're introducing the other two guys because we have three guys who are ready for love. And the greatest thing about the show is there's so many takeaways for people. Our matchmakers are like, you know, well, I wouldn't have done that, and you should do this, and you got to get out of your own way. So there's so much great advice that they're giving, and I don't know if you saw, but Gwyneth Paltrow was on Rachel Ray, and she said, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with this new show called Ready for Love. So we were kind of excited about that because we're like, yay, Gwyneth Paltrow is watching us.
And she tweeted out that it was one of her guilty pleasures.
Yes.
And I think it'll be all of yours and our audience tonight. You want to check out Tuesday night's Ready for Love. Eva Longoria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.